This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
What happens when success falls apart and forces you to rebuild your life from scratch? In this powerful and deeply personal conversation, Dr. Janelle Louise Olets shares her journey from growing up on a subsistence farm to the high-pressure world of fine dining and entrepreneurship, to facing financial collapse, divorce, and a serious health crisis. Her book, Between Farm and Fork, Journey to Find a True Path, is more than a memoir. It's a roadmap for anyone feeling stuck, burned out, or searching for purpose. Why failure can actually reveal your true past. Dr. Janelle Louise Olets, our guest on today's This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Listen up, fellow timeshare owners. If you're a timeshare owner and you want out at all costs, you're done, frustrated, tired of wasting money, you don't use the darn thing. Get out now. Hire the best bulldog timeshare cancellation team in the business. Their in-house legal team, headed by a timeshare cancellation lawyer, can help you fight the biggest and baddest companies out there that sell timeshare. At some point, you were using your timeshare, but now you're not, and you're tired of wasting money. Before you go to the poorhouse, call right now and learn how you can stop the maintenance fees and put more money back in your pocket. Their services cost you a lot less than you think, and you'll save a lot of money over time. Call the Timeshare Exit Hotline now. It's a free consultation.
800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
I'm in my late 60s. My husband died a few years ago. He did all of our taxes. I sold a piece of property last year, and I forgot to claim the proceeds of the sale. Next thing I know, I got a letter from the IRS telling me that I owe over $50,000. Now I have a huge tax problem. I don't have that kind of money. I wish I knew who to call.
If you sold property in the last calendar year or didn't claim all of your part-time or even retirement income, you could be in big trouble with the IRS. Call first before they send you a letter. If you've already got a letter, call. We'll help you file years of past tax returns and save you time and money. So call the tax doctor. The call is confidential and free.
800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
What if the life you built suddenly fell apart? For Dr. Janelle Louise Olets, that's exactly what happened. She went from running a high-pressure career in the culinary world to facing financial collapse, a painful divorce, and a serious health crisis all at once. But instead of staying down, she did something remarkable. She stripped everything back, her lifestyle, her mindset, even her relationship with food, and rebuilt her life from the ground up, starting with what was right in front of her, the land, the kitchen, and herself. In her book, Between Farm and Fork, Journey to Find a True Path, she shares a powerful story of resilience, reinvention, and rediscovering your true purpose. Dr. Olets is a chef, scientist, educator, and advocate for sustainable agriculture, currently serving as Director of Agriculture for Planted. Her work bridges the gap between food, healing, and personal transformation, helping others reconnect with what truly matters. If you've ever felt stuck, burned out, unsure of what comes next, the conversation is going to hit home. We welcome Dr. Janelle Louise Olets to This Week in America. Doctor, a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to have a conversation.
This is an important book, and I'm looking forward to it as well. So much to talk about. And your book weaves together food, farming, personal reinvention. What connects those worlds for you?
Well, that's really, I guess, in my mind, food is the sole source of our ability to stay alive, right? Food and water
Yes.
are essential. But they're also essential for the whole planet to function properly. When we link in the farming, making the food for us, it also is plant material for other organisms as well. And having soil both allowing those things to feed us and other organisms, it also cleans the water that we and other organisms drink. And so I like to think of all of it as a giant system that in thinking about ourselves in one single system, and that it, you could broaden that out to the earth, being that if we caretake ourselves and the planet with equal mindset, I think we would all be better and feel better, and the world would be a better place.
To get through what all you went through, you talk about a toolbox that you used, and a toolbox you say we all have. How can someone recognize the tools they already have? For most of us, I'm sure, we don't even realize that toolbox exists.
I truly think that that's often the case, is that we don't realize that we already possess often what we need. I think we have them, we just haven't learned necessarily to use them and to lean on them. And tools are things that are maybe an intangible thing,
yes.
Something like courage, or confidence, or the ability to have humbleness in a situation. All of those things are things that we learn through experience. Sometimes we're fortunate enough to have learned them in our childhood. And sometimes, such as myself, you learn them through kind of really screwing up and trying to rebuild yourself. And it's like reaching down deep inside you to pull out that tool when you need it. And often fear, I believe, holds us back from doing that. It's so much easier to just wallow in our self-pity and sit there and go, well, that happened. I don't know what to do next. But if we really take the courage and we even ask for help, that help can help us learn how to use those tools that are in the toolbox and get ourselves back out on our feet and move forward. Because sitting and wallowing in your self-pity is okay. As I tell my kids, you can do it, cry in your pillow for half an hour, then dry the tears, take some reflection, and determine how you're going to pick yourself up and move forward, because really there is no other option.
That's interesting. So sort of sometimes we feel like we have to totally suppress it. You're saying just take a little time, let it go, and then suppress it and go about fixing things.
I think when we process it, like we let it go,
yes,
we don't have to suppress it anymore. It becomes fuel to move forward. Because denying our feelings and emotions is absolutely not the way to go about it. It leads to a lot of kind of
yes.
physical harm, really, and stress, and that's just bad. But I think it's like taking the time to let that emotion process it, feel it. It's okay to feel it. It life will whack you upside the head sometimes, and it's okay to understand that pain is things that are inevitable. It's really the suffering that's optional. And it was Haruki Murakami who said that. And I truly believe it's like, you know, pain is something that's going to happen. You can't avoid it. However, you can certainly avoid the long-term pain by learning how to heal from that and moving forward.
Our guest is Dr. Janelle Louise Oletz. That's O-H-L-E-T-Z. Important because her website is oletzgrow.com. All of this on our website, and great information there. And we'll talk about what all's available at the website as we go through our conversation. The book is Between Farm and Fork, and you talk about recovering from trauma and also letting go of doubts and fears. And I mentioned that because you mentioned fear before. How big a factor is it in dealing with doubts and fears? And how do we, does that hold most of us back?
I believe it can hold a lot of us back,
yes.
for sure. It's like fear of failure, fear of what people think. You know, we often make decisions on not just what we want, but, oh gosh, I don't know, how will I appear? It's like, you know, I do Instagram, I have an Instagram, and, you know, even myself, I think about, I'll do a video and like, oh, that'll look stupid, right? That's really fear in a different
yes.
outfit, essentially, right? Holding you back from potentially moving forward for success. So I think often that is fear comes in many, many different forms. That self-doubt of, oh, I'll look stupid. Oh, I don't know how to do that. What if I make a mistake? What if that's not the right path for me? Often, you know, young individuals, they get to college and they're painted a really rough picture in school. It's like, you know, it's a straight line. You're going to go get a degree and everything's going to be hunky dory. And those that are past maybe 30 realize that that's a line of baloney, is that it's not straight. And the career you think you're going to do is likely not the one you're going to stay in. But then when you're unhappy, let's say you spend all this time and you become a lawyer, you know, like you got all that schooling and everything, but you're doing law and you really find you hate it. Do you stay with it? Because that just seems like a really rough way to go. Or yes. Do you find a way to use those skills in a different manner that would still reach back to the reason why you became a lawyer in the first place? Maybe it was really just to help people. And so maybe you could do something tangential to it that's not really the exact same thing as just going to a firm and practicing law. It's like, what, essentially back to the toolbox, what tools do you have that you can use in a different way to find a different path that maybe fits better with the authentic person that you are?
And the concept of stripping things back that I mentioned in the beginning, in that case, you strip things back, you figure out where you are, where you'd like to go, what you think you could do. Our guest is Dr. Janelle Louise Oletz. We're talking about Between Farm and Fork. So much on to discuss in the program. Book available, by the way, wherever books are sold. Audiobook available as well. Talk about dealing with fears and doubts. You bared your greatest missteps and failings in writing the book. What was the hardest truth that you had to face while writing this memoir?
I would say my divorces. There's two of them. So, you know, I have children by both relationships. And so it was walking a fine line to ensure that I was being true to the events that happened, not sugarcoating things or only blaming the other party, but at the same time being respectful to my children as they are adults now and them reading the book as well, that I was honest, but not the oh poor me. So I wanted to ensure that it was somewhat ambiguous so I could protect the parties that didn't have a say in being written about. But at the same time, really owning up to my part in the mistakes and missteps in my life. And it took a lot of editing back and forth to get that right. I'm generally protected by nature, and the editor was like, give us more. And I'm like, yes, however, it's not a book. It's a memoir, but it's a book really meant to help others. It's not a book about, look at me, oh, poor me. It is a guidebook to ensure that someone that's reading it can see themselves in my journey and see that they too could move themselves forward.
You have a number of 5-star reviews, and they almost all, if not all, are 5-star reviews. And I think a big part of that is the relatability. They can see what you're going through, the honesty. Maybe they have to face that honesty factor as well before they tackle what's going on in their lives. And I want to talk about maybe where this started, this personality that you have. You grew up on a rural farm in New Hampshire, subsistence farm. How did that shape your success and who you are and this great attachment connection you have with the land and how that plays into how you went through this difficult period and survived?
Well, my dad, who was generally part of my trauma, but also part of my strength. And he really, there was just that, well, the stubborn streak, perhaps I come by that naturally through both my parents, in that you just don't give up, you keep moving forward. So the connection to the land, I would say, came from my mother, in that when we were growing our food in the garden, she would talk about the health of the soil and how you have to put organic matter back to it and you have to take it, how that makes for healthier plants and how that made for healthier food. She was reading Rodale Press back in the 60s when it first started.
Oh, I mean, yes.
My parents are kind of like the back to the landers, And so that was really baked into everything we did. But it was also, I mean, my dad's business went bankrupt. We were extremely poor. We relied on, hand-me-down clothes from the people that my dad worked with, which certainly led to being made fun of at school, but, you know, I guess it gives you a thicker skin. But it was that learning to lean on others slightly, but never asking for a hand out, just asking for help, and that the land can give you that independence and that support if you caretake it in a way that ensures that it can support you and support others, because we did sell our vegetables and we sold the hay that we raised on the farm as well. It all went to help support us, essentially. So, you know, we supported ourselves with the food that we grew, and grew enough of it to have an extra source of income, which led to my mother having a little bit of independence.
What did that teach you about work ethic? You used to milk cows by hand. I know I never grew up on a farm, but had friends who did. And boy, this was like a almost a 24-hour a day job, especially during the planting season. What did this teach you about work ethic? Because nothing comes easy, does it?
No, correct. And it's like that whole adage of like you put your head down and you keep moving. That's really what it is. Because I didn't have a choice, I learned it by, you know, being told you're going to do this and didn't have an option. But I also learned that it's not as bad as your mind wants to make you think it is. You can just keep focusing on the job at hand and continue to work at it and get it done. And if you work efficiently, and that's one of the things my dad always taught us, was how to do something a little bit quicker. Where can you determine where you're wasting time, and don't waste time. Don't dawdle, as my dad would say. Pick those feet up, which as a kid, you know, you're dragging your feet because you don't really want to go milk the cow at 5 a.m. before school.
Yes.
But it's just the reality of the situation. It is one of the things that, you know, we can give up an awful lot of things that are, I don't know, a waste of time in my book. I mean, everyone has choices on how they want to spend their time. But when someone will say, oh, how do you do everything you do? Because I still make my own bread. I make my own yogurt. I have a garden, and I work a 40-hour plus work week as director of agriculture, as well as I wrote this book in 16 weeks and then edited it in another 16 weeks. And they're all like, how do you do it? It's like, well, I don't watch television for one. I don't spend an awful lot of time surfing the internet. I think if we really take a accounting of where we spend our time, it is a choice on whether we spend it where we can have an outcome of a productivity or reaching a goal, or we could just kind of let it be wasted.
Yes.
And, you know, so I think that's where my work ethic is often just, I am very goal oriented, and I see a goal, I'm going to reach it. I'm going to just continue to focus on each day kind of chipping away at it. I mean, it's like, you know, Da Vinci or some of these other artists, Michelangelo, you know, when you get a block of marble and he's making a statue of David, he didn't do it all in one day. He did it a little at a time.
More with our guest, Dr. Janelle Louise Oletz, author of Between Farm and Fork, Journey to Find a True Path, after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
I'm in my late 60s. My husband died a few years ago. He did all of our taxes. I sold a piece of property last year, and I forgot to claim the proceeds of the sale. Next thing I know, I got a letter from the IRS telling me that I owe over $50,000. Now I have a huge tax problem. I don't have that kind of money. I wish I knew who to call.
If you sold property in the last calendar year or didn't claim all of your part-time or even retirement income, you could be in big trouble with the IRS. Call first before they send you a letter. If you've already got a letter, call We'll help you file years of past tax returns and save you time and money. So call the Tax Doctor. The call is confidential and free.
800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170.
People ask all the time, who the heck is Low Cost Airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Listen up, fellow timeshare owners. If you're a timeshare owner and you want out at all costs, you're done, frustrated, tired of wasting money, you don't use the darn thing. Get out now. Hire the best Bulldog timeshare cancellation team in the business. Their in-house legal team, headed by a timeshare cancellation lawyer, can help you fight the biggest and baddest companies out there that sell timeshare. At some point, you were using your timeshare, but now you're not, and you're tired of wasting money. Before you go to the poorhouse, call right now and learn how you can stop the maintenance fees and put more money back in your pocket. Their services cost you a lot less than you think, and you'll save a lot of money over time. Call the Timeshare Exit Hotline now. It's a free consultation.
800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Back to This Week in America and our guest, Dr. Janelle Louise Oletz, author of Between Farm and Fork, Journey to Find a True Path. A key word you had there is accounting. And I think when people complain about lack of time, if they went back, and I know in my case, an accountant, it's like, you know, did I really need to spend 6 hours going through the internet checking news sites yesterday? Because everything changes today anyway, so what good did it do me? The world's the same way as it was yesterday. Wasted time, and you sort of learn from that. Did you learn it? Obviously you did. How can we learn from failure and build from that and use that as an opportunity, a springboard to start over?
Well, certainly when you fail, you learn what not to do.
Exactly, yes.
First and foremost, but it's important to ensure that you learn the lesson. Obviously, I was married twice and divorced twice, so that I had to fail twice to finally figure out, all right, there might be something to this that I need to figure out why I'm attracted to this certain type of personality, and maybe that's not the best for me, and should I learn to work on myself first? Then at business failure, you learn to either decide, well, work for someone instead of having your own business, or you learn where were the mistakes. You definitely have to look back and see where were your missteps. So you and get guidance where you maybe have a learning gap. And I think, you know, it's like when we walk, we learn to walk. I have never seen a child yet who has just walked and never fallen. They take a couple of steps and they learn a little bit more about balance and how to use those muscles. So I think failure is just like that. You kind of need to make mistakes. And when we have this mentality, this fixed mindset mentality, that if we don't get it right the first time, we're just not good at it. That's like self-defeating. We have to know that it's very likely we aren't going to get it right the first time.
Our guest on the program is Dr. Janelle Louise Oletz, O-H-L-E-T-Z. Her website is oletzgrow.com. Information available there on the book, and you can link on directly to Dr. Oletz's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book is Between Farm and Fork, Journey to Find a True Path. You built a successful career in the culinary world. On the outside, it looked like everything was working for you. Was there a moment that you realized it was all starting to fall apart and I really need to redefine my path? Was there a moment when that really dawned on you, this isn't working, I need to go in a different direction?
Well, actually, it was because I had to sell the bed and breakfast. I mean, if I hadn't had to sell that because of my divorce, I would have still been doing it to this day. I enjoyed doing that. It was... One benefit, though, was that I was where I lived was also where I worked. But when I would become a chef somewhere else, it would have led to me working 80 hours a week and not being home with my kids. And they begged me to not go get a job as a chef outside of the house.
Yes.
So I had to find something else to do that fit with what my skill set was, but then that's what led me to go back to school and pursue the sustainable agriculture and food systems, because it was very much in line with what I was already doing with sustainable food. And from there, I kind of continued on with school and got my master's and then the PhD in soil science. So it was really just following breadcrumb trails that were being presented to me through the various opportunities and continuing to still stay connected to that love of land and health and taking care of ourselves and taking care of the planet.
It's a remarkable story, an inspiring story. It's Between Farm and Fork, book available wherever books are sold, an audiobook available as well. Information at doctor's website, DrOletzGrow.com. Many people in midlife feel stuck. They're left behind. What would you say to someone who feels they've missed the moment? And we've all known people, maybe even ourselves, that have thought, it's probably too late for me to go back and redefine and to start over. Is it ever too late?
No. I actually, when I was getting my master's degree, there was a woman who had retired and she was in her 60s and working on her PhD and then received her PhD. You know, she was like 67 or something like that, and then continued to work in the science and the research because that's what she was following what she was passionate about. Now, I didn't go back to school until I was in my 40s, and I achieved my PhD a few months before my 50th birthday. And so I truly think that at any age, you can pursue something if either your passions have changed or you finally discovered the thing that really you are passionate about and want to make a life change.
Food plays an important role in your story and in your book. How can returning to the kitchen become an act of healing? How did that work for you? That this was sort of back to the foundation, back to your basics, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And food is health. And when we get back in the kitchen and stay away from the drive-thru, I think we will do all of ourselves a favor. And I am, you know, that's one of the things that I'm working on, that to create a program on mindful eating and mindful meals mastery, essentially a way to get people to feel more confident and comfortable within the kitchen in both healing their relationship to cooking, to food, and to healing and regenerating their own self.
It's a remarkable story. The book is available wherever books are sold. It's also available in audiobook. The book is Between Farm and Fork, Journey to a True Path. The author, Dr. Janelle Louise Oletz, O-H-L-A-T-Z, website oletzgrow.com. Doctor, time will by too quickly. Excellent conversation. Thank you so much for joining us on the program.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.